Hi friends, today we will begin the chapter 5, Importance of Communication in the Hospitality Industry. Communication in the hospitality industry is very important. Interdepartmental communication, maintaining information, handling keys of different type, handling mails and fax. In fact, when we think about the hospitality industry, it is completely different from the other industries. The importance of communication here is in regards with the sale or the revenue of the hotel, the satisfaction of the guest, so that all his needs are met from time to time. Critical aspects of department in the interdepartmental communication. In the hospitality industry or in a hotel, no department can work in isolation. Every department depends on the other departments for the functioning and giving of guest satisfaction. When we take each department today, we will see how the communication, cooperation and coordination is very important. If you take a manufacturing unit or a production unit outside hospitality, where service is not the criteria, comparing that and the hospitality are two different, completely different streams. In the production of a pen, for example, the pens will be marked and that section will hand over all the pens to the next section. There is no communication required. The next section goes into packing the pens and the whole consignment goes to the next section. Without any communication, the jobs are carried out. But in the hospitality industry, in a hotel, this is not possible. Every department in the hotel depends and has to communicate, has to coordinate and has to cooperate with each other for the smooth functioning. Here we see the different departments that are going to be related with front office. Interdepartment, where we say housekeeping, engineering and maintenance, revenue center, public relations, food and beverage department, banquet department, controller. All these departments are linked with one another. We take the first department, housekeeping. Housekeeping and front office communicate with each other about the housekeeping room status. Housekeeping room status will include many aspects. For example, availability of clean and ready rooms, occupied rooms. Guests are already occupying the rooms. When we talk about the relationship or the coordination or the communication that goes between the front office and the housekeeping is very important. Front office is the front selling point of the rooms and housekeeping is that back department. Housekeeping prepares the rooms for the guest. As soon as the rooms are ready, the housekeeping informs front office and front office puts it on sale. If this communication does not take place, front office will not have the information of the total number of rooms that are available for sale. So you can see from this point of view that housekeeping and front office has a very close relation. At the same time, when departure rooms are to be seen that the guests are about to leave, front office informs the housekeeping the list of the departure rooms. The day's departure list is sent to the housekeeping by the front office and these rooms have to be ready. These rooms will be assigned to the different staff to get it ready for the day. Housekeeping and front office also communicates for potential house count, security concerns, requests for amenities. Very often, in order to get the right house count is that term which we use for the total number of residents guests, foreigners plus Indians, whoever is staying in the hotel. House count may be divided into various other factors like females, males, children, number of rooms occupied by the potential guest, etc. Security concerns. Housekeeping is that department that comes in contact with the guest rooms, and if the housekeeping staff notice that any of the guests are loitering about or fiddling with going up and down the lift, should inform the security. Even during the cleaning of the room, sometimes you find that the guests have weapons or anything that are not legally to be in the hotel. These things should be informed to the front office, who in turn informs the security, and action can be taken in time. Request for amenities. Very often the guests find it more comfortable to get in touch with front office than with the housekeeping, since he comes in contact with the front office staff on arrival. So he feels better that he contacts the front office staff. Any of his requirements, say suppose he requires a shower cap, he feels it more convenient to inform front office. Front office in turn communicates the same to housekeeping, and housekeeping has to do the needful. Interdepartment communication, we go further with housekeeping. The front desk also relies on housekeeping personnel to report any unusual circumstances that may indicate the violation of security of guest. The housekeeper relies on the room sales projection. A weekly report prepared and distributed by the front office manager that indicates number of departures, arrivals, walk-ins, stayover and no-shows. We take the second point here, the unusual circumstances. There are many, many times you find that the guest comes, the housekeeping staff in the corridor, when they place their trolley in the corridor, they notice that the guests are going up and down, or anything unusual. This matter has to be reported to the security. If on cleaning the rooms, the staff, housekeeping staff finds that the room was used by more than the persons who are legally authorized to use the rooms, this also should be notified to the front office staff. Many guests invite their friends and have a party in their room, and that is the time when things go wrong. These sorts of things should be informed very urgently to the security. The weekly reports are prepared to know exactly how many rooms were occupied during the week. This mostly is important in forecasting the room count or the occupancy of the rooms on a particular floor or in the hotel. Number of departures. The departure list for the day is sent by the front office, expected departure list it is called, and it is sent to the by the front office to the housekeeping control desk, who in turn informs every floor supervisor about the number of rooms on her floor that should be checked out this morning. Walk-ins. Walk-ins are those people who come to the hotel without reservation. They enter the hotel, they approach the front desk for a room, and if rooms are available, taking into consideration all the criteria that is required to find out the details of the person, the room could be given to him. So such people who walk in should be kept, the security should be kept informed, so that a close watch can be kept on them. Stay over. Very often guests may book a room for 3 days and on the third day may realize that he would like to stay some time longer. Another 2 days of occupancy may be requested. If rooms are available, such is always accommodated. No-shows. No-shows are this term in front office that is used for confirmed reservations or reservations that are done tentatively and the guest does not arrive at the hotel. such times it is important that overbooking is done to an extent so that room revenue is not lost. Communication with engineering and maintenance. Engineering and maintenance department is that department that looks after the entire upkeep of the hotel property. Take it the kitchen, take the restaurant, take the banquet rooms, or even if you take into account the administrative office, the working of the functioning of the entire hotel property is dependent on the engineering and maintenance department. For example, in the HR department, if the fuse goes off and there is no lights, the engineering department is called to attend for the same. So also the front office, the housekeeping, the food production and all other departments require the services of the maintenance and engineering department. For example, if a tap is leaking in the guest room, the housekeeping will inform the maintenance department. If the guest finds that there is some squeaking noise in the bed when he sleeps, he has a tendency of just phoning front office and informing the front office about such occurrence. Front office in turn makes an entry in the logbook of the maintenance department, and the maintenance department attends to all the calls or requests that requires attention urgently. It is very important that maintenance and engineering department works in close connection with housekeeping and front office so that the guest is having a comfortable stay in the hotel. Communication with revenue centers. Hotel also enjoy greatest revenue through sales of additional services provided to the guest. There are a lot of facilities that a hotel provides. The 24-hour coffee shop, room service, the bar, the lounge, the swimming pool, other recreation facilities like games, golf, indoor games, then we have the gym, the spa, all these facilities the guests can avail of by nominal charges. These nominal charges have to be informed in the form of brochure or by the front office staff as soon as the guest arrives or checks in, or during the course of his stay in the hotel. The revenue earned through these means is additional revenue to the hotel. Communication with revenue centers. Hotel also enjoys greatest revenue to sales of additional services. The additional services may be from the revenue that they earn through rent by other sectors of the industry that put up into the hotel. We have some hotels who have the lobby full of shopping centers like car rentals, florist, shoe and garment shops, a book shop. These all are let out by the hotel. These areas are let out by the hotel where these other business centers give rent to the hotel. This is one way of earning revenue. So in order to encourage the sales of this, the guests have to be made aware of all the facilities, additional services that are available. There may be a ticketing counter, a railway reservation center, or other travel and tours which assist the guest in all the services that are required. Communication with marketing and public relations. Front office may contribute to hotel's newsletter, provides guest history and is valuable information for marketing and sales, which can be used by the marketing team for running campaigns. The front office should maintain the guest database updated and accurate. Here, when we come to public relations and marketing, our product, the hotel product, has to be marketed continuously so that we earn revenue day in, day out. The valuable information that we give out through marketing and public relations is that guest satisfaction should be the prior importance to every advertisement brochure that comes out. In addition to this, we have also the related services that I spoke about earlier. We also can market the guest comments, or we can maintain a database and approach the guest if we find that a particular guest who used to be a regular customer does not anymore come to our hotel. We could write to him and find out the reasons why he is not coming to our hotel and encourage him, inform him about the different facilities that are now added to our hotel. This is a marketing approach that we see with our guest. Communication with marketing and public relations. Here the switchboard operator, the telephone operator who is a staff of the hotel, is responsible for projection of the hotel to the caller. The caller may be the guest, a regular guest or a new guest. The information that is passed on through this communication is very important. The guest cannot see the staff of the hotel, but through our voice, our persuasion, our convincing power, we as the telephone operator of the hotel or the communication center staff should go out and display a very friendly, polite approach during conversation with the guest. On arrival, the guest of the front office team should make an effort to understand each and every requirement of the guest and ensure communication with respective department for good hospitality. A prime importance in a hotel during the stay of the guest is to provide good hospitality to the guest. This is possible with good responses and taking care of every need of the guest. The hotel product comes with something that is tangible and something that is intangible. The tangible product, that the tangible in the product is whatever the guest can see, feel, like a good decorated room, he can see, he can feel the linen that he is using, the towels, etc. But the intangible is the most important, which the hotel staff should remember to give freely to the guest. A pleasant smile, a polite answer, and help when required. Communication with food and beverage department. Replying messages and providing accurate information on transfers, which are forms used to communicate a change to the guest account. Communication will also include predicting house count, estimated number of guests, processing request for paid outs, monies paid out of the cashier's draw. A food and beverage department is that department which gives service to the guest and fulfills the need of food to the guest. Food and beverage department may include all the food outlets that the hotel has, the banquets, the restaurants, the bars, the coffee shop, the swimming pool, snack bar, etc. The guests are allowed to use all the facilities or have his meals at any of the restaurants. But it is important that the guest pays for the services utilized. We should ensure that every guest, whoever comes to the hotel, is informed of the different restaurants that they have and should encourage them to have their meals in the hotel. Incoming messages for the food and beverage manager. This is communication with the food and beverage or the executive chef that is attached to the food production department. There are many suppliers or vendors that will phone. The communication center or the telephone operator has to direct the calls to the right person so that nothing is avoided or nothing stops the functioning of these departments. Switchboard operators often issued instructions on screening callers so that the executive chef is not disturbed unwanted calls by vendors. Very often this training is provided to the communication department staff to check and to find out how important the call is before transferring the call to the executives of the departments. Hotels which do not have point of sale mechanism, there the desk clerk is responsible for posting accurate charges on the guest folio. The guest folio is opened as soon as the guest checks in and he is assigned a room. The room number along with the name of the guest is printed on the guest folio and every day's entries have to follow it. The advance paid by the guest is also entered into the guest folio. The front office manager should work with F&B director in developing standard operating procedures and methods to complete the transfer of charges. As soon as the guest utilizes a facility of food, maybe in a restaurant or in the coffee shop, the cash memo signed by the guest should be forwarded to the cashier, front desk cashier, immediately so that the bill amount is put into the guest folio and the bill is tallied or totaled before the guest leaves the hotel. Specific guidelines consisting or concerning cash limits, PAT, prior approval, authorized signatures and purchase receipts developed by general managers and front office manager helps smooth operation of the F&B with good internal contacts. Now it's very important about the cash limit or the credit limit that we give to the guest. Depending on the guest, depending on the advance paid by the guest, the cash limit has to be informed to all the F&B outlets so that the guest does not exceed the cash limit or the credit limit provided by the hotel. Communication with banquet departments. Banquet is that area where any events take place. There may be events throughout the day. The display boards to be put up in the front office, in the lobby, so that guests who come in for the banquets or to attend the function can be directed very easily. This job is of the front desk. But the responsibility is of the banqueting manager or the banqueting staff to inform the front office regarding the day's functions, the timings, etc. Logical communication center for the unregistered guest attending the banquets. Very often we find guests coming from other areas. They may be not in-house guest or the residence guest, which requires direction. If the banquet staff is not available, it is the sole responsibility of the front office staff to make available a person, maybe a bellboy or a other representative of front office to direct the guest to the venue of the event. In absence of the banquet clerk, the front desk should be informed about the specific F&B charges, gratuities, rental charges, methods of payment and the like. If a residential guest is having a event, it is very important that he or she should be informed about the payment mode and the other details that are required. It is the job of the front office to call the guest and keep him informed of all the various expenditures that will go into the event much before the event date. Communication with controller. Controller relies on front office staff to provide a daily summary of financial transactions through a well-prepared night audit. Information is used to measure management ability to meet budget targets. Front office and controller functions must rely on payments and charges through the posting machine or property management system for enabling the controller to review the financial data. We take the first point, financial transactions. The financial transactions is the guest folio, the updated folio which is done in the night usually and kept ready for the day is sent to the finance department. The finance department scrutinizes and checks the total on a daily basis so that nothing is omitted. Every department works on a budget target, either the revenue budget or the capital budget. Both the budgets are very important and it has to be met. A budget selling is very important so that we meet our target. This is banquet is one area where we can have a lot of revenue earned to different facilities besides food.